This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, on this lovely Wednesday, February the 26th of 2025, day 57th of the year, and only 308 days left to go. As we are here on Safety FM, at least the studios, we're also hanging out with our friends over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Yep, hanging out with our friends there, here, there, everywhere, kind of doing a little bit of everything. Anyways, how has the last 24 hours been for you? Hopefully you've had a grand old time as we've, been doing our thing. A lot of confusion yesterday for some, is what it sounded like. We went down memory lane yesterday, but I was still here for hour two and three. It's just that first hour we couldn't get everything going. So I was like, hey, let's do this. So we did some memory lane stuff and some people were confused, but I was live and in living color, hour two and three. So there you go. So anyways, if you're new here, let me talk to you about what we do around here. Our show consists of safety in the news. News and safety. That's just kind of how it goes. It's the world that we live in and the things that we do. Just kind of how it happens. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They tell us what's going on. We share what we're able to find on our end. And then we kind of give it to you all in a beautiful little package known as the Rated R Safety Show. So, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will be the easiest way to do that. Callinradio.com. Once you get there, it'll give you the options of video, audio, and text messaging. People go, well, I can do all that stuff on social. Yeah, you can do that on the social media as well, but here's the problem. I don't check that stuff as I'm doing this. I hardly pay attention to it. So some people are like, don't know. Don't know what to do. So just a little FYI information for you as we are talking. So there you go. Some information as we are doing our thing. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. Sam Bankman-Fried returns to X. Yep. The NFL has a billion reasons to appreciate Taylor Swift, and Roberta Flack may soon get her star. We'll talk about that. Also, Rachel Maddow fights back, and Jon Stewart cuts his hand. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And what else? What else do I have? Let's see. Rumors about what Meghan Markle has lost her reps. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. Yep. That's what we do. A lot of stuff going on and all that kind of good things. So what's today? Today is the 26th. I don't know how soon I should start talking about this. Yeah, I got some stuff that I want to share that's coming up later this year. I think we need to start taking some visualization of what we're going to be doing. So there you go. That's what's happening. That is what's going on. So why don't we do this? Let's bring in our friends from Feature Story News. Let them tell you about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news, and let's get moving.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington on Friday amid reports a minerals deal has been agreed. Washington's been pushing for access to minerals in Ukraine in return for military and financial support. Foreign policy analyst Jimmy Rushton is in Kyiv. He says it's not necessarily a sign that a peace deal is closing in between Ukraine and Russia.
What will be signed on Friday is a bilateral treaty between the United States and Ukraine. It won't have any bearing really on the wider war effort. And people that are saying this is a step towards peace, it's not. That's just completely false. This is all about the Trump administration getting something to throw to their base.
The Vatican says the Pope had a quiet night in hospital and has been resting on Wednesday. His condition is still described as critical but stable. Beijing says a reported US plan to encourage other countries to restrict China's semiconductor industry will backfire. It follows claims that Donald Trump's administration is sketching out tougher versions of US semiconductor curbs and pressuring allies to escalate their restrictions on China's chip industry. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China's foreign ministry spokesman Lin Zheng accused the US of politicizing and weaponizing trade and technology and coercing other countries to suppress China's semiconductor industry. He said that this had impeded the development of the global semiconductor industry and would ultimately backfire. Bloomberg reported that Trump officials had met with Japanese and Dutch counterparts on the sidelines of a summit in Japan about restricting Tokyo Electron and ASML Holding NV engineers from maintaining semiconductor equipment in China. The aim was to see key allies match China curbs the US has placed on American chip gear companies. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The world's largest religious festival, Kumbh Mela, comes to an end in India on Wednesday. Authorities are on high alert and have placed strict crowd control measures, as more than 600 people have attended the massive gathering from all over the world. Sriyoshi Mukherjee reports from New Delhi.
Police and healthcare officials are on standby in the city of Prayagraj as the festival wraps up. This high alert comes after at least 30 people died in a stampede-like situation during the event last month. Despite the tragedy, tens of thousands of people have since attended the festival and taken a dip at the confluence of three holy rivers. More than 600 million have taken a holy dip at the Kumbh, which is the world's largest religious gathering. For Hindus, this ritual holds importance as it is believed a dip in the river at this time absolves one's sins. Not just Hindus, but visitors from all over the world, including world leaders, film stars, industrialists and celebrities, have attended the Kumbh festival.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the UK's moves to increase defence expenditure to 2.5% of GDP by the year 2027. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer announced the decision just ahead of his Thursday meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House. The US leader had previously demanded all NATO countries must reach the 2.5% mark, but has now upped the ante to 5% of GDP that he wants European nations to devote to their own defence so the US can pivot away from Europe. Victoria Coates is a former Deputy National Security Advisor to Donald Trump and is now with the Heritage Foundation.
This is long overdue. The entire continent and the UK and Canada needed to get on board with higher defence spending. So I think this is a welcome step. But the problem is, you know, last year in Washington at the NATO summit, NATO agreed to war plans that require a 3.5% investment of GDP, and especially on economies of the scale of the UK, Canada, Germany, and France, that's where we have to go.
Some analysts argue by constantly raising the amount of GDP expenditure it wants European countries to devote to defence, the Trump administration is seeking to price America's commitment to NATO's Article 5, the mutual defence covenant at the heart of the alliance, out of existence. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump says Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington on Friday amid reports a minerals deal has been agreed. The Vatican says the Pope had a quiet night in hospital and has been resting on Wednesday. Beijing says a reported US plan to encourage other countries into curbs on China's semiconductor industry will backfire. And the world's largest religious festival, Kumbh Mela, comes to an end on Wednesday in India. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, it is cool. All right, as we are talking, hanging out, doing all of our things. No doubt about that. Anyways, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we are doing our lovely stuff here on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So let's get into it right away because there's a lot of news to cover and very little time to do so. Sam Bankman-Fried has regained access to his ex account from behind bars, where in the first months are more than like two decades sentence. So let's see what happens there. In the first post on January 2023, the disgraced crypto fraudster weighed in on the government's mass layoffs. In 10 post thread, SBF said that firing people is one of the hardest things to do in the world. That sucks for everyone involved. On the empathetic note, he said that when employees are canned, it's often because the organization doesn't know what to do with them or how to effectively manage them. After offering some of his own stories of things, he concluded, but there is no point on keeping them around doing nothing. This is according to Sam Bankman-Fried on X. And it is no secret that SBF and his parents are trying to claw their way into the presidential inner circle for a shot at a pardon. This could be an attempt to curry favor with the administration. So what are you thinking here? Do you think that he'll get the little pardon action? I mean, it does happen from time to time, just depending on how things happen in regards of that. So there you go. A lot of info. No doubt there. So let's continue talking about some other stuff, because why would we not do that? Thieves have been targeting freight trains hauling cargo between California and Arizona in recent months, with the apparent eye on Nike sneakers that aren't due to go on sale to the public until later this year. Last month, a gang of at least 11 people worked together to cut the brakes of a train in a remote section of Arizona before making off with 1,900 pairs of sneakers worth about $440,000. The robbery was one of at least 10 similar heists over the last year, but one crook specifically made off with Nike sneakers. Fortunately, police have rounded up the culprits behind the latest robbery, 10 of the 11 illegal immigrants from Mexico. The 11th is a documented asylum seeker, all pleaded not guilty. And this is according to AP. Yep, according to the P of the A, the A of the P. That's what's going on. What do you think here? I mean, I don't know. It's interesting on how the sneaker market has changed so much in regards to what happens. Like, I am seriously amazed on the amount of stuff that that some of these sneakers are worth. Like, just what people will pay. I mean, I was watching a show with one of my daughters, and they were showing some sneakers and some people buying sneakers. And like one pair was like 10 grand. And I was like, wow, Things have changed. Seriously. Like 10 grand for a pair of shoes. But I guess if you can afford them, then that's what you want to do. You do you. Yeah, I just try to keep everything simple. I mean, I wear a black shirt and a pair of jeans. Sometimes some shorts. That's it. That's about as simplistic as I try to keep it, for sure.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, while hosting an episode of Pop Culture Jeopardy, Colin Jost revealed that he once went dumpster diving for his wife, Scarlett Johansson's missing engagement ring. After being told that she may have accidentally thrown it out, Jost says that he looked through 12 dumpsters of trash to no avail. Turns out that the ring was in Johansson's pocket the entire time. It was a great day for me, he joked. This is according to People. Huh. When it's love, it lasts forever. Now, seriously, I mean, dumpster diving? I mean, you must have paid a pretty penny for the ring if you're willing to take the risk. But good for him. You know, keeps everybody humble. Anyways, let's see if I don't butcher this name. Ayo Edebiri? Will write and star in an upcoming live-action Barney movie from the creative mind of Daniel Kaluuya. While the project will speak to the nostalgia of the brand in a way that will resonate with adults while entertaining today's kids, according to the press release. The TV series Barney and Friends aired from 1992 to 2009. This is according to Variety. So let me tell you a little something here, because I thought that this was interesting. This happened to me years and years ago. It's been over 20 years, so I don't think anybody's going to complain. I was in Texas. I was living in Texas at the time, in a little area called Ridgemar. That's between Fort Worth and Dallas. Well, not really. That's Arlington, but it's on the outskirts of Fort Worth is really what it boils down to. And I decided to go to, what was it called? The studios in Las Colinas, which is right there in Dallas. And I went and I remember went to this studio, and it was the strangest thing. It was open to the public. You could do tours, and there might have been 8, 9 people, maybe 10 on this tour. Kind of weird. Now, keep in mind, cell phones are not as big and prominent as they are now at this particular moment in time. And they asked, we're walking through the tour, looking at some of the stuff that they had done, blah, blah, blah. And during the tour, they asked, does anyone have a camera? Everyone pretty much said no, because, you know, unless you were doing something out of the ordinary, you really wouldn't be carrying a camera with you.
Duh.
So they said, okay, well, I want to show you something. And it didn't make any sense to me, because I was like, how is this place surviving? Because there's hardly anyone here besides us doing this little tour. And they opened the doors, and voila, it's the Barney Studios. Yeah, Barney and Friends. It is the studios on where they recorded Barney in Dallas, in Las Colinas studio. And all of a sudden, the guy, I guess the supervisor, comes running down. What are they doing? And he turns around and says, it's okay, because they all said they had no cameras. And everything was cool. But it made no sense to me. And I mean, this was kind of like one of just these obscure places. And that's where Barney and Friends came from. And I was kind of in shock ever since then, realizing that that's where it comes from. I don't know why I decided to tell you that story. Maybe because of Variety reports there. But it was interesting, for sure, on where it was filmed. But then again, if you look at some of the stuff on how things work now, you can pretty much film things anywhere and you don't even know where people are. I mean, right now as we speak, you know, we come into a studio and do this stuff. There's people doing studios from home. There are people that are recording in their cars. I mean, I look at some of the stuff, like, let's use Billie Eilish as an example. The song for James Bond that she did was recorded in her tour bus. I mean, boy, has technology really changed the way that we do stuff now. No doubt.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about the space race. Private space company Blue Origin, owned by Jeff Bezos, completed its 10th crewed mission on Tuesday. The brief mission sent 6 people into space for a brief flight that lasted just over 10 minutes. The boosters landed in a controlled descent similar to the technology pioneered by SpaceX. The crew landed in their capsule, which floated to the ground underneath three parachutes. I didn't see it, but it sounds good. The mission marked Blue Origin's 30th launch of its new Shepard program. Several of the crew included paying customers. This is according to Blue Origin. Okay, several of the crew? There were six people. What do you consider several? Maybe that's the better question to ask there. No doubt. Okay, if you recently traveled by air in cattle class, yes, you know you have wished for the fellow passengers a sudden death, but not like this. A couple from Australia say that they spent 15 hours seated next to the body of a woman who died during the flight between Melbourne and Doha, Qatar. The wife of the pair, Jennifer Cullen, told Australian media they tried to wheel her up towards business class, but she was quite a large lady and they couldn't get her through the aisle. Cullen and her husband were seated side by side in the row of four, with the other two seats empty. That's when the crew rolled the corpse next to them and asked them to slide down to make room, and they obliged. Colin's husband, Mitchell Ring, said that he spent the next 4 hours sitting next to the body. But at least it had a blanket over it. The boilerplate statement Qatar aired, "We apologize for any inconvenience or distress that this incident may have caused, and they are in the process of contacting passengers in the line with our policies and procedure." This is according to A Current Affair. So think about that for a moment. You're flying, you're taking a long flight, and somebody passes away. Now, keep in mind, from my understanding, and I could be totally wrong by me saying this, they could not qualify the person as being dead until it's landed. It can't be, like, official. So, I don't know. I don't know how it's looked at. It's very interesting. I mean, I wouldn't even know what to do. Could you imagine? I mean, that has to be an extremely weird situation. Now, if you do pull this up, it is on A Current Affair under Flight from Hell. So it is referred to. And Qatar is normally a pretty good airline. I took a nice little flight last year on them. Where did I go from? Where the hell was I? I think we went from Bangkok to Australia is what it was. So, interesting times. Anyways, official at the Jackson Zoo in Mississippi discovered four parrots missing from their enclosure last week, sparking a search to try and track them down. Shortly later, they discovered four dead parrots in an attic of a barn. While the case has been making a spooky caper, they believe that the mink got into the parrot enclosure and later hauled the prey away. Their bodies were still intact, and based upon what I was taught and what the veterinarian told us, that is the nature of how minks usually do it. They devour their prey just as simply causes them to lose their life, according to one zoo rep. In the meantime, zoo officials are working with colleagues at our facilities on strategies to prevent this from happening again. This is according to the Clarion Ledger. So there you go. Also, an unidentified 40-year-old man attempted to board a flight to Amsterdam last week worth $10,000 worth of cocaine shoved under a badly applied toupee. After a brief questioning, an anti-narcotic police removed the man's ball cap and hair to discover more than 400 doses of cocaine. He was arrested, and an investigation into whether the smuggling is connected to a larger criminal organization is now underway. This is according to USA Today. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this real quick because, you know, we got some news always going on. People that are resisting like to complain that Elon Musk and Doge officers access the American taxpayer data as part of their cost-cutting and efficiency measures. The new report shows that the House Judiciary Committee shows that under under President Joe Biden, an IRS leaker shared that the taxpayer data of more than 400,000 people, including President Trump, with the far-left activist group ProPublica and the New York Times, among other unidentified outlets. Worth noting, this isn't a news story. The leaker, Chaz Littlejohn, began a prison sentence last May and will serve 5 years. But you'll note that a very different kind of coverage from the media about the taxpayer information when the information was reported. So there you go. Also, the House budget bill under consideration is a total joke, according to Republican Representative Thomas Massey, a budget bill that would add $328 billion to the deficit this year and $295 billion the year after that. Under the what he calls the rosiest assumption, Trump should accept nothing short of a balanced budget and keep the government shut down until Congress delivers such. The financial reports that Ukraine's government has agreed to a deal to pay the United States profit from monetizing state-owned mineral resources in the future, including those from oil and gas deposits. The official terms not included in the security guarantee from the United States and are designed as a way to pay back billions in loans to provide the American taxpayers. Zelensky is expected to visit the U.S. later this week to sign the deal. White House press secretary announced on Tuesday that access to the press pool that follows President Trump will be determined by the administration's press office and not by the White House Correspondents Association that has been the tradition for decades. A New York Post analyst shows that Trump publicly answered 1,009 questions from the press in the first month in office. By comparison, Biden answered 141, and none were unscripted or candid as Trump's answers. I guess that's just something that we have to add in there. I don't know why we said that last part. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow gained about 159 points to close at 43,621 on Tuesday. And the S&P lost about 28 points to close at 5,955. The NASDAQ lost about 260 points to close at 19,026. And West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel. And Brent Crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.14 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin fell sharply Tuesday, but did regain some value, cratering around $85,000 before, climbing back up to about $90,000. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $248 million jackpot, or $113.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Let's talk about two things real quick. Following the departure of Joy Reid from MSNBC's primetime host and the face of the network, Rachel Maddow says that she fought management to try to keep Reid on the air. In a monologue during the once-a-week show on Monday, Maddow said that it feels indefensible to fire a person of color from primetime lineup, and she added that people working behind the scenes, including staffers and producers, are all on the edge worrying about their own futures at the network. In further swipe at the network's leadership, Maddow said that on air that forcing these staff to reapply for new jobs in the company kind of drops the bottom out whether people think that it's a good place to work. So there you go. Let me give you one more. Jon Stewart cut his hand during a passionate rant about the high price of prescription drugs on Monday's episode of The Daily Show. It's fucking insane, he shouted before smashing a coffee mug on the desk, shattering it. He then put in his bloody hand underneath his desk, telling viewers, "I'll be going to the hospital soon." No word on how severe the wound ended up being. This is according to People magazine. Anyways, 33 minutes past the top of the hour, so we have passed the timeline in regards of doing what we do, because that's how it happens around here, no doubt about that. So why don't we go ahead and get into what we call our main story, because it's time to do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time, and I think that it's time to talk about some things that we normally don't talk about, but it's about constructs. Yeah, constructs. Yeah, those things that we kind of build in our mind. And I have always kind of lived in this weird scenario where I think about constructs, but we can talk about digital constructs and we can talk about mind constructs and all that kind of stuff. But have you noticed that a lot of people in our little safety world tend to plateau, get to a section and go, okay, stop here, do not pass, go? You know what I'm talking about? I bring this up from the scenario of it needs to be talked about because we have not figured out yet, in most occasions, if it's something that we have decided that we're not going to pass or if we have set limitations on ourselves. Now, listen to this. And some people are not going to love some of these parts, but it's okay because we need to talk about them. You are aware there are people that are in our industry that if you get to see them in person, they normally will tell you what's going on in the world. And some people say that the stories sound very repetitive, that it sounds like they're talking about the same thing over and over again. Now, here's the weird thing about what we do inside of our industry. The things that we talk about are for everyone to hear. So if you get to hear the same speaker more than once, yeah, it could be repetitive, but it could be that the information they're trying to share is for a broader scope. So all of a sudden we start putting constraints in regards of what we're listening to. And I look at that for a moment and go, are these constructs that we put on the information what limits us also as well? Because it goes, is there another tier? Now, I am constantly, and you probably should know this because we've been doing this for years now, I am constantly looking for new data points. I'm looking for new research about what is going on inside of our industry. And I will tell you that a lot of stuff that you see out there sometimes is just stuff that's repackaged. It's stuff that's out there that goes, hey, this is the same thing, but that we've just put new names there. This is why I got away from Safety FM with Jay Allen on doing so many interviews, because it was people repackaging other people's information or telling me about some dumb product that is the best product in the world and they sell it and this will make everything better. Like, I will tell you, there was one particular product that I remember listening about that it was going to be able to predict the future, and they got all pissed off because they wanted me to interview them, and I don't do pre-interviews with people because I don't want it to be one of these things that we have a planned out script. I won't go on somebody's show for that either. And when we were talking, they wanted to tell me, and they started telling me on how I could predict on what was going to happen next and all this stuff. And I said, let's do this then. Have it predict to me what the next lottery numbers are. And they did not like that. And I was fine with it. And that's kind of when I knew that we were going to kind of push away a little bit when it came to the whole aspect of doing the whole thing when it came to interacting with people and doing interviews. And that's kind of what happens sometimes. When we're talking, we start putting constructs or blockers or restrictions on ourselves in regards of what we can do and cannot do. So as you think about this today, make sure that the limitations that are going on with you inside of your workplace are not constructs that you've put into place. Yes, there are some things that happen sometimes that other people are trying to block you. That happens. Let's not lie. But let's make sure that it's not constructs that you're putting in place that is not allowing you to move forward. That will be definitely something to think about today. Because if you do, imagine where all it will take you.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real Big.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Coming across on Safety FM, Radio Big, across the Voltiverse of video. We're also on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn Radio. Yeah, you name it, we're there, and we're streaming everywhere. If you have a podcast 2.0 network, we're streaming live right now, baby. Buddy, that's what's going on. So this right here, Rattle My Cage. That's the name of the song, Saints of Valerie. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yep. Give it a little streamer-emer action. Think you're going to enjoy it. Yep. Would like to thank Saints of Valerie. It's not Valor, just in case. Yep. There we go. There we go. Yep. Some good times going on as we are hanging out doing our thing. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get into the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, all there, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. A lot of information right there readily available for you. Even though you might say, this is not for me, it could be, you never know, or information to share with others. No doubt about that. Okay, let's talk about this rainy day refund. Yep, just about the worst disappointment you could experience after jetting away to the sunny destination is to have your vacation ruined by wet weather. But judging by the new promotion, one travel company has got your back. And should you ever happen again, Florida's JetBlue Vacations has teamed up with Weather Promise to offer Weather Guarantee that offers reimbursement for travelers' trips against significant rainfall. JetBlue customers who book eligible flight and hotel packages will receive protection for all trip components, including rental cars and activities. Weather Promise, which is a tech startup, is on board to determine if rainfall meets the qualifying threshold. If it does, customers will be automatically reimbursed without even having to fill out any paperwork, the company said. I just booked what I'm pretty sure will be a free trip to Seattle then. Okay, so now your ginger buddy won't be the only one hoping the cloudy weather on your next golf course outing. So think about that. I mean, would you book something like that? Like knowing that there is a potential where all of a sudden, in return, you have a guarantee. Yeah, a rainy weather guarantee, if one may put it that way, in regards to what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know. I think it makes it interesting. There is no doubt there. I mean, what do you think?
Duh.
So, something to think about. Anyways, let's talk about some happier notes. Why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Mike. William Shakespeare said, "Speak less than you know, have more than you show." What a great way to say that. I hear people who love to hear themselves speak. They keep talking way beyond their expertise and they wander into the weeds. I feel like I've been there before myself. Now, I'm going to be super honest with you about something. I've been dealing with imposter syndrome for quite a bit now. I'll explain. I had the idea for this program, Motivation Minute, for someone else to host, somebody far more qualified, but they said no. It sat on the back burner for a few years. Then, in 2020, the world needed more positive things, so I launched it myself.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When we are in the midst of a busy everyday life, so many thoughts go in and out of our minds and our hearts, it is difficult to hear the Lord's still, small voice. But when we quiet our noisy thoughts, we are much more discerning. The way is open, then, to follow even the gentlest leadings of the Spirit and to avoid even the most subtle deviations that are suggested, either by the self or by the evil one. Romans 12 says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Lord Jesus, still my anxious thoughts, so I can hear and recognize your voice, no matter how quietly you speak. Your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotions.com.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Here is the news on the Roseland R Safety Show.
Israeli tanks have entered the West Bank city of Jenin for the first time in decades, aiming to suppress rising militancy.
Defense Minister Israel Katz announced a year-long military presence, preventing approximately 40,000 displaced Palestinians from returning. Palestinian officials condemn this as a dangerous escalation, accusing Israel of entrenching its control over the territory. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In Sudan, the military has lifted a year-long siege on the city of Obeid, reopening vital supply routes and dealing a significant blow to the rapid support forces. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
This marks a pivotal advancement in the nearly two-year conflict with the RSF, known for committing numerous war crimes. Despite these gains, the region faces a cholera outbreak in the White Nile area, resulting in 68 deaths and over 1,860 infections due to contaminated water sources.
Hundreds of thousands gathered in Beirut for the funeral of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah nearly 5 months after his death from an Israeli airstrike.
Nasrallah, a founding figure of Hezbollah, significantly expanded the group's influence in the Middle East. The massive turnout, estimated between 450,000 and 1.4 million, underscores Hezbollah's enduring support despite recent challenges. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended President Donald Trump's recent dismissal of senior Pentagon officials, including Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General C.Q. Brown Jr. Hegseth described these changes as routine.
The administration aims to remove military personnel supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, intending to enhance military effectiveness. Critics argue these actions destabilize the Department of Defense and politicize the military. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A new Ohio law restricting transgender women from using women's restrooms classrooms and schools has sparked internal conflicts at progressive institutions like Antioch and Oberlin Colleges.
The law, applicable to private colleges, allows institutions to determine enforcement methods. Students and alumni view compliance as contradictory to the school's inclusive values, while administrators navigate the legal requirements. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has expressed willingness to step down from his position in exchange for peace amid ongoing conflict with Russia.
This statement comes as Russia launches its largest ever drone assault on Ukraine, escalating tensions in the region. Zelensky's offer aims to facilitate negotiations and end hostilities, though it remains uncertain how Russia will respond. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Out of you like gas station sushi.
Oh, yeah, some gas station sushi coming your way. That's what it sounds like. Anyways, so let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Let's see. Back in 1949, the Lucky Lady 2 begins a four-day flight around the world. The B-50 had a crew of 14. It was refueled four times mid-flight and averaged 249 miles per hour over 23,000 miles. In 1986, a lightweight propeller plane called Voyager would, circumvent the Earth without refueling. Yep, there you go. Yep, there you go. Some stuff to talk about. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Taylor Dooley turns 32, Teresa Palmer, 39, Connie Bailey, 46, Jennifer Grant turns 59, Tim Kaine. Yeah, good old Tim Kaine. He turns 67 today. Joe Mulan, 68. Michael Bolton, yeah, that singer, turned 72 today. Also today would have been Johnny Cash's birthday. He was born back in 1932, but he passed away back in 2003. Yeah, the man in black. Yep, I admire that guy. Okay, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Pistachio Day and National Letter to an Elder Day. Yes, National Letter to an Elder Day. That is a day. That is a day to celebrate. No doubt about that. Anyway, thank you for all the lovely images sent over on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Always appreciative of things that are going on inside of the world. If I can't give you a random joke for today, let's do one of those, okay? For someone who makes as many terrible decisions as I do, I feel like I should be having a lot more fun. No, seriously, that's a serious comment as we are talking. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this one. What is the most overrated product? Overrated. Like, I want you to think about that. Overrated product. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. You'll lose about 750 of these in your lifetime. What are they? Socks. Socks. I don't wear socks, so I guess I won't lose that many. Something I started a few years back. I was like, I don't need socks anymore. Bored of them. Don't like them. So there you go. 750 socks. I guess I saved myself a few dollars. Anyways, that's it. It's going to end our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so, doing the stuff that we do over there, talking about the world of, I'll be not talking about the world of safety consulting. That's Sheldon Prime is doing that here on Safety FM. I'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. And he'll tell you everything that's going on inside of the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. So you have some options on some things to do. And that's it. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, let me leave you with this one. If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. Think about that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.